Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday, the 19th day of November 2012. We have a jam-packed radio broadcast lined up for you today. Ray McGovern, the former top CIA analyst who gave the morning briefings to Ronald Reagan and George Herbert Walker Bush, he is going to be joining us in about 30 minutes to give us his breakdown of what's really happening in the Middle East, namely Gaza, but also there was Syria and Egypt. Then, Bruce Fein, Ron Paul's, top policy advisor when he was running for president and constitutional lawyer, will be coming on to talk about moves to have the states secede, not to create a new government, but use their Declaration of Independence to create whatever government they wish. Well, we choose the Republic. We choose to re-upload the Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence. Because it says whatever government they see fit. Well, we want the foreign bankster occupation government out. That's the best way to do this nonviolently. Now, the states line up and put that story out to the public. It isn't about slavery or something, as the media has tried to spin it, totally asinine. Then we will win in the hearts and minds of the public. The media will try to script it that it's radicals who want their own countries or want to return to slavery. You've seen those bizarre statements out there that make obviously no sense. We want to return to the republic and an end to the corrupt empire that's bankrupting us by design. So that's coming up with Bruce Fein. Paul Watson will pop in. Today kicks off the national opt-out of the naked body scanners. They've even congressional hearings last week documented that they're saving the naked images. They were caught lying again. That it is giving people cancer, and that the new scanners are just as bad as the old ones. I got to tell you, I saw a national poll. I didn't even cover this yesterday, but I have it here in my stack. We've got NBC, ABC News, Huffington Post, DrudgeReport.com. They're all been covering off and on these reports about the opt-out. This was big 2 years ago when this happened. Now it's happening again. And Paul Watson about a month ago said, hey, let's do this. And he's been working with some activists. And so I said, okay, we'll push for it. And people across the political spectrum don't want to have their dignity violated. They know it's all security theater. They know it's all dog training to train us that we're all basically perpetrators, that we're all prisoners, that we're all guilty until proven New World Order stooges. So it is about training us that we are bad guys, that we that the state is God and we're all suspect criminals. And now I saw a national poll out where over 50% of people, and we're going to be covering that. It's over here in this stack. Look how much I've got in the stacks today. If we do a wide-angle shot here, look at all the news I've got in the stacks. I don't think I've probably ever had this much stuff, because if you even go over here on the right-hand side for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and pan over there, you can see all of those stacks of news. All of them incredibly important stories that are up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that are just so incredibly important. A lot of it is from today. A lot of it's from yesterday I didn't get to. Things like Obama is going over to Asia, and they're in one country, and there are some little water lizards out there that look a little bit like Komodo dragons. They're in the same family, but they don't attack anything bigger than a rat. And the Secret Service thought they were Komodo dragons that were going to attack the president. Too stupid to know Komodo dragons don't live there. They live only in one area. Certainly nowhere around that. You know, they live there on Galapagos and are endangered. So it just shows the total culture of fear. But it's more than a culture of fear of the nanny state. You had a guy in California over the weekend arrested. He was part of the steampunk art movement that I see all over the place, where you kind of dress like you're in Blade Runner. But it predates Blade Runner, but that's kind of a steampunk look. You got some big boots on, you know, weird futuristic boots, you know, trendy watch. Well, they arrested the guy, and they're charging him for a digital watch, saying any digital watch could be a bomb detonator. So you'll all go to jail for that now. Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals. But the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's GMO-free with no hydrogenated oils and has a 25-year shelf life. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You got it, bro.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Of November 2012. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we're going to have Ray McGovern, former top analyst to Ronald Reagan and George Bush Sr. With the CIA joining us to break down the whole Middle East Gaza situation in T-minus 23 minutes from now. We are going to have Bruce Fein, constitutional lawyer, top advisor to Ron Paul, his head policy advisor during the campaign. He'll give us his take on secession and my call for the second American revolution that has gone absolutely supernova viral, thanks to viewers and radio listeners out there like you. Having the same ideas in your minds and heart that I have, and also DrudgeReport.com posting it for 3 days. Those videos have gone very, very viral, and now it's putting the idea out there, not just of state nullification, not just of states' rights, but that the states created the federalist system, and now that the federal government's been hijacked, the Declaration of Independence says, and so does the Bill of Rights, 9th and 10th Amendment, that those powers not, you know, expressly given to the federal government, there's only three powers there, are reserved to the states and the people. But the Ninth Amendment goes on to say, hey, not just the states in the Tenth, we the people inherently hold all of that legal power to abolish this whenever we see fit. And anything not named here is also our rights. It's a double backup proviso written by some of the best lawyers and statesmen and philosophers and inventors and historians the world has ever seen or had ever seen. And so I do intend next week to continue and of course, throughout this week to put together pieces that show common law, Magna Carta, Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights, Constitution, and show where the legal authority in spades lies. I'm going to talk about that with one of the top constitutional advisors to Congress, lawyer and, of course, doctor of law, Bruce Fine. He will be joining us coming up in about 50 minutes from now. And we're going to have Doc Wallach, I can't wait to do this, in studio. I'll finally meet him in person to talk about a host of different news issues that are out there and why are we seeing an illness epidemic in this country. And we'll also be able to open the phones up some for him while he's here. Now, all of that said, obviously I'm going to get into the Gaza situation. And we're going to get into the economic situation that I mentioned some yesterday, but that we've got to get to more today because it's really ripening towards a new global crisis that they'll use to give the New World Order more power as they hold us hostage financially. And then I have the big stack of news. Paul Watson will be popping in at the bottom of the next hour after Fine leaves us. I got to say, great job again to our listeners. Great job to all the media out there. I said a month ago and I said last week, look, this is not about Alex Jones. This is not about Paul Watson. This is not about Matt Drudge. This is not about Rush Limbaugh. This is not about Rachel Maddow. This is not about Ron Paul. Did I already say Ron Paul? This is about being able to fly places and not be drug off to a private room and have people rip your colostomy bag off or your examine your hysterectomy stitches or pull bandages off of you or try to make old ladies going home to die in Michigan get out of their wheelchair. This is about our dignity, and it's about the federal government creating a new goon force 11 years ago, putting in naked body scanners with all the cancer clusters for the TSA, and now arresting people for their shampoo bottle, arresting people for their digital watch, saying your digital watch, you have no criminal record, no affiliation with terrorists, the government got the underwear bomber on the plane. This has all been used to take over our society. Now the TSA is rolling out in the streets, the highways, you name it. This is about a power grab. And we, left, right, center, constitutionalist, libertarian, Muslim, Jew, Christian, atheist, agnostic, theist, deist, we have all got to come together for basic human freedom. Hang together or hang separate. And we've got to say no to the oppressive things that are happening. And this is all political correctness. You know, they won't make a Muslim woman take their head covering off. What do they call those? Burqas at the airports. They won't do it in France either. They won't do it in England. But they will take your wife in a closed room and stick their hands, especially if she's a good-looking woman, because that's what they're after. This is on record. Into her underwear and into her body. They will grab a governor's genitals in front of you and squeeze them to make sure they're not bombs while laughing, saying, we gonna get photo with the governor. That is literally a quote of what I heard. This is the type of stuff that I have witnessed with my eyeballs. And remember, 2.5 years ago, TSA would deny they were doing the strip searches. They would deny they were doing the grope downs. They would deny all of these things that they are now doing and were doing. And now we've got confirmed reports up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com today where the TSA are covering their badge numbers or inverting them as if we can't read upside down. Because we have a national poll. The Huffington Post is reporting on it. Guys, it's over there in my stack. There's a new article out on it. There's a separate article out. In fact, it's on my phone. I actually have it punched up. I meant to tell you when I got into the office, but I got distracted four or five different ways. So I didn't get all the preparation done I wanted to. I get ready at home and come in about an hour before, and I got distracted. But it's something like, I think, 52% of Americans to film TSA, and it was 52% to opt out of body scans, film TSA, and it's a poll, and I need that. Here, actually, you just hand me my little digital tracker, slave grid iPhone, right over there in the stack. It's the other one. Thank you very much. Thank you, and I can just get it here this way. I meant to get to that, but was unable to. Yeah, here it is. 56%. So my memory was failing because I got distracted a bunch when I got in. 56% of travelers say they'll opt out of TSA scanners next week. And that is a poll that is being carried by the Huffington Post. Five reasons I'm opting out of the TSA scanners, and you should too. And this is the type of attitude that's going to save America and the rest of the world. When you've got the icon of libertarian, constitutional, you know, real conservatism, drudgereport.com, and then you've got the AOL Time Warner run, George Soros originally funded Huffington Post, they're over there saying they don't like the TSA because everyone hates it. Everyone knows it's a fraud that I talk to. And we're sick of it. We want to be able to travel in dignity. And you know what? We'd rather face the danger of Al-Qaeda, the Al-Qaeda Libya was turned over to, and now Syria that NATO and our government publicly runs. We're sick of it. We're done with it. We've had enough of it. And so we'll cover that more with Watson. Next week is one of the busiest of the year for travel. This came out last Friday. And the last thing you'll probably want to see at the airport when you fly home for Thanksgiving is a long line, especially one that's preventable. But this year, it's different. This Thanksgiving, I'm telling the TSA agents who screened me, I won't walk through their full body scanners. And what came out in congressional hearings last week, we wrote articles about it, it was in mainstream news, they lied about saving the naked images. That was all a lie. Of course it was. And they lied about the radiation test. Folks, because they see you as the enemy. And I'm sick of blaming the TSA people. 10 years ago, the TSA folks were just people that wanted $25 an hour. It's actually pretty good pay. They call them, you know, McDonald's-level employees. Well, that's the training, but they actually get a pretty good little paycheck for the, you know, two-week training course. They give them a one-day training course. They could particularly tell if you're lying or not. Now they're you know, truth tellers. I mean, only the most gifted people with years of training can really tell if somebody's lying or not. And then that's not 100%. Because even if you feel guilty and feel like you're on the spot, you'll act like you're guilty. Same thing with lie detectors. Incredibly gifted people have trouble really using a lie detector machine to tell if you're lying. That's why they're inadmissible in court. And then what if the government's corrupt and lying and saying the lie detector said you were guilty? We know that's happened. Same thing with DNA. They've got all our DNA. If you're 40 years or younger, it's 40 years now worldwide it's happened. In all the globalist controlled nations, most nations, they've taken your blood and put it in databases. At birth, they take ampules, folks, not just the little, you know, the little drops they put, you know, why don't you do the blood test here? Oh, we send it off to the health department. It's the law, they lie and say. It isn't the law, but side issue. The TSA wasn't bad up front. Now, though, it's gotten so invasive, they've run off all the reasonable people. You know, they were told they're just going to search bags, you know, have a little increased security because of 9/11, which we know was staged. But it sounded reasonable. And now they're on the highways. Now they're at the malls. Now they're at the political events. Now they're at races. Now they're at, they're everywhere. And now they admit the DNA database was a lie as well, and they were keeping it. It wasn't a blood test. But he goes on in the article saying that there are a whole bunch of different activist groups that are out there saying opt out this week, don't be part of it, and film the TSA. And so you've got TV stations, national, local, you've got print media. This thing is big, and polls are showing 56% plan to opt out. That's great.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's GMO-free with no hydrogenated oils and has a 25-year shelf life. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, finishing up with the whole TSA situation, and we'll get back into it in about an hour with Paul Watson joining us. We are kicking off the national opt-out of the naked body scanner protest day. We are kicking that off today, and it's going to run for a week, and it's important to videotape them as well. But this is what you need to understand. When you say I'm not going on the naked body scanner, When we first called for this 3 years ago, and this started three Thanksgivings ago, hard to believe time has moved that fast, the TSA was saying, it's the law, we're going to make you or you won't fly. Well, A, there was no law. That was another lying fraud. And B, for a week, they just turned the scanners off because they don't want to give you a chance to ever say no to them. They don't want to give you a chance to ever resist them. They don't want to give you a chance to show the power that the people have. They do not want left, right, and center and outside of that box to ever get together and realize we'd have solidarity for basic liberty. The system, I guarantee you, hates the fact that the Drudge Report and the Huffington Post and InfoWars and CBS 42 and so many other media outlets, I mean, all over the country, newspaper reporters, TV reporters, radio talk show hosts, website news directors are all saying, hey, let's run articles about this. Let's talk about this. Let's cover this. Let's say no to this. That's the spirit that will bring down the globalist. And that's the spirit that can create the secessionist movement, not to create a new country, but to restore the republic. Because the states made the federal government. The states created federalism. So if we have the globalist who've come in with their gaggle of crooks and bought off the government at every different level, at the federal level, and now they want to federalize everything because they have that federal beachhead, we have to fight them at the state level with states' rights, Constitution, Bill of Rights, lawsuits, nullification, but also get the legislatures to come together and say, you know what, we're just going to go ahead and pull out to reconstitute the federal government in an emergency reorganization. And here's why that needs to happen, and here's the key. The globalists are bankrupting us through federal policies to bring us into a globalist emergency reorganization. They're doing that. They're bringing us into an emergency globalist reorganization. That's what they've done in Europe. They set up the euro 12 years ago officially, 60 years ago, 1957 is when the real treaty got signed, the Treaty of Rome. Go read it. It's online. And there's all news articles and old photos about it happening. Treaty of Rome, the Treaty of London a few years before that really started it at the embryonic level, but that was quiet. Treaty of Rome, but side issue. And they are conquering us via stealth. Through this, they've bankrupted Europe. They're now absorbing what's left of the national sovereignty of the countries into a super Europe run by, quote, banking technocrats who want a, quote, $100 trillion in additional taxes from the Western world. Associated Press, London Telegraph, Newsweek, you name it. That's what they said at Davos last year. They want $100 trillion in additional taxpayer money. 100. $100 trillion of your money to fix things. You notice they want round three of Greek bailout, and most of the money goes to globalist banks. But then they say, oh, it's Greece's fault. No. The debt is signing on to derivatives, and it's going to be the same thing here. So what do? Do we let them come in and emergency reorganize us when they've staged all this collapse to make us debt surf to them by signing on to their debt? Or do we have the states that created the federal government pull out to recognize it's a fraudulent instrument and a fraudulent takeover to then reconstitute the federal government? The states made the federal government. See, they always want you to think secession is making a new country. No. It's secession. It's more than secession. It is reconstitution, I think is the word. A secession properly called, but people won't know what that is if I call it a reconstitution. What do you mean you reconstitute? You put things back together. We've been conquered. Just like the states are moving to block the TSA. What are the feds threatening? If you don't let our agents seize control of your travel hubs, your infrastructure, that's what an occupying army does. We'll put F-16s in the air and block air traffic. Throw me in that briar patch. Let's have that confrontation. This isn't a confrontation over slavery. This isn't even a confrontation over secession. It's that we've been conquered. So that's why the TSA opt-out is so important.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready, won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com. Or by calling 888-253-3139.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie. No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream. And the state has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Again, thank you for joining us. We are 33 minutes into this worldwide transmission. Coming up, constitutional lawyer, advisor to Ron Paul, his chief policy advisor in the campaign, advisor to Congress, Bruce Fine's going to join us. I want a secession movement not to create a new country, but to kick out the private Federal Reserve and the multinationals that have taken over the federal government that have turned our country into a system run by authoritarian psychopaths, to quote Ron Paul.
And so we're going to be talking with Bruce Fein about that. Ron Paul has come out again today. Ron Paul defends growing secessionist movement. Retiring congressman notes principle is deeply American. And the states created the federal government. I don't want the states to create a new government. I want them to restore the republic. Very delicate difference there, but also glaring at the same time. There's a paradox there. I'm going to try to continue my call for the second American Revolution against secret arrest, the police state, the FEMA camps, the new army manuals that say re-education centers in them, the new bailouts they're going to demand when they further collapse the economy, just like the same group of banks are doing in Europe. All of that's coming up. Also, my national call for opt-out week is being picked up by media across the United States, from CBS News to the Huffington Post. We're going to be covering that. Videos are pouring in of people videotaping the TSA, standing up to them, handing out our flyers, and resisting this federalization prisoner training program. It's basically Fallujah occupation training. They even admit that. Now joining us is Ray McGovern for the balance of the hour, the next 25 minutes. And he was a top CIA analyst who gave morning briefings to Ronald Reagan, George Herbert Walker Bush. He also, of course, famously confronted globalists many times, including Rumsfeld, about lies about WMDs and nailed him when Rumsfeld would say, "I never said that." And he would quote back where Rumsfeld had said that. He's no stranger to this show. He was also an army officer during Vietnam. And he's fluent in Russian, German, Spanish, and he holds an MA in Russian from Fordham University and certificate in theological studies from Georgetown. He's also a graduate of Harvard Business School's Advanced Management Program. He also holds a certificate of theological studies from Georgetown, and he's been married 50 years, and he beat cancer a few years ago thanks to God's good graces, and we're happy to have him amongst the living because he's a real patriot who spoke out, one of the first senior intelligence officers to speak out about 9/11 smelling of an inside job. Ray, great to have you. It's always, though, when we got a new war going on, we have Libya turned over to Al-Qaeda. We have Syria now being attacked via Al-Qaeda forces and Saudi Arabian forces out of Turkey. I want to get your take on that later. You've got Gaza. I mean, what happened here? Why is this happening? I mean, I know you were a chief analyst. You can give us, you visited many times these war zones, and including Gaza, if a memory serves me, when it's being bombarded, if memory serves, you've been part of so many of these investigations. And is it because the UN was about to recognize Gaza and the other Palestinian areas as observer countries, observer status, giving them observer seats in the UN? Was it kind of like China doesn't want Taiwan to be recognized? I mean, why did this suddenly flare up? Because I know there's rockets being fired from time to time. I know there's Israeli attacks from time to time. Was it because the military leader of Hamas had a peace treaty, as Haaretz newspaper is reporting? Thank you for joining us, Ray McGovern.
You're welcome, Alex. It's good to be back with you. Gaza, of course, is on the front burner. What we have here is a situation where Netanyahu is going to be running for re-election in January. And I'm afraid that he's playing to the worst in the unreconstructed Jewish sentiment in Israel that thinks that every now and then you have to mow down the Palestinians like blades of grass. Now, why do I say that? Well, I'm sort of an old guy, but there are some younger people getting out of the CIA these days. And one of them is Elizabeth Murray, who is occupying a very, very senior position, Deputy National Intelligence Officer for the Near East. And she left 2 years ago, and I asked her if she would recount some of her experiences, and she did. She reports that less than 2 years ago, she was invited to a very, very prominent think tank in Washington, having to do with the Middle East. And the think tank was something she was not willing to disclose because it was all off the record. But this is what she talked about. She said that there was a remark there made that when the death toll was mentioned with respect to the first attack, such attack on Gaza, which, as you may remember, Alex, came right between the time that Barack Obama was elected the first time and when he took office. In other words, December, January 2008-9. When that happened, they were discussing this, and one of the experts, a very prominent expert on the panel, smiled enigmatically and said, quote, "It's unfortunate, but every now and then you have to mow the lawn being the Palestinians." Now, that remark, which likens killing countless Palestinian women, children, and men, likening that with trimming the grass was pretty egregious. But instead of bringing opprobrium, there was light tittering around the room. Highly educated, well-paid Middle East experts, not a single one demurred from this black humor. Now, that's the core of it, because you, Alex, and I, and your listeners are not guilty of what's happening today in Gaza, but we're responsible. We're accountable. You know why? Because it's our government, and to the degree we still are a democracy, we are responsible for the use of our taxpayer money going into the kind of weaponry that the Israelis are using, F-16s, all manner of other weaponry, today in Gaza.
DU, white phosphorus, a lot of illegal stuff.
Pardon?
White phosphorus is, well, you know, was used a few years ago. That was confirmed.
Yeah. You see the bodies of children coming out. You know, and people say, well, that's collateral damage. Well, it's not collateral damage. You know, I'm remembering back, I'm old enough to remember the stories right after World War II. And some of the prominent generals who were asked at Nuremberg, what about the children? You know what they said? They said, a lot of those children witnessed what happened to their parents. The others are not old enough to remember, but they'll hear the stories. And so they would be against us. They would oppose us. So it's necessary to kill the children as well. Now, am I making an invidious comparison? I am making an invidious comparison, but it happens to be not far off the mark. They don't spare their children, might as well not spare anyone, because they're just, after all, blades of grass that we need to mow every 4 years. And the reason we can do that, A, with U.S. weaponry, and B, with a U.S. president that really desperately needs a backbone implant. You have the president defending this action, unconscionably defending it. You have the Israeli defense minister yesterday saying, we are so grateful for the United States because without their help and full support, we never would be able to do this. On the record, they're bragging about it. Now, what does that mean? You want to create terrorists? You want to have another 9/11? You want to stir up the kinds of attacks that you had in Benghazi? Well, this is the perfect way to do it. So who profits from all this? Well, this may be a little skip here, but if you ask cui bono, who profits from this? It's what Eisenhower warned against, plus, okay? The military, industrial, homeland security, intelligence, congressional, and not least, media complex. They're all in it together. They all want this long war about which the divine Petraeus has bragged. Petraeus, of course, said, you know, our grandchildren are going to be fighting these wars. Well, that's really good for business, okay? And it's great business opportunities in Israel, not only for the United States business contractor or the military contractors, but for those in Western Europe who profiteer.
Sure. Well, Cheney said it was going to be a 100-year war, and that leads me to this next point. Regardless of which side people are on, and of course, I understand, as you just stated, that's what I thought was happening yesterday and stated was, is the military-industrial complex, it just wants new wars. It doesn't care if it's not in our interest because they're not caring about American interests. They're caring about weapons sales and continued profits. The big mega banks are busy looting Europe, looting the U.S. You know, we've seen Mark Faber, Jim Rogers, all these prestigious analysts come out and say the big banks want this because it's a political diversion. War is the health of the big state. And then now, if there is some real terror attacks or staged or underwear bombers put on planes, now the TSA can continue what they're doing. And I hear all these good old boys on talk radio. It's one of the only racial slurs that's allowed. And I hear on mainline talk radio where they call Arabs horrible pejoratives. We all know the terms, and I'll just say them here for documentary evidence. Raghead, sand, N-word, all of this is acceptable, and I just want to tell all the good old boys something. Most of them can't pick out the countries over there. They don't know the culture, the history. They don't know our government has radicalized these people since Operation Ajax and beyond, since the 50s at least, the British before that. Our government's using Al-Qaeda against all these other countries as proxies while saying give our rights up. Hillary said we've got to go into Syria because Al-Qaeda's getting a foothold. Well, yeah, our government put them there along with France, who's the chief criminal, from as much as I can tell. I mean, I want to ask you about that, just some quick questions here. But my whole issue is it's not even that we're in the moral wrong. It's now reached a la-la land, and this whole police state, the globalists, the megabanks, they hate us as much as they hate the Muslims. I just don't get how all authoritarians, whether it was Hitler or Lenin or Stalin, they always pick a minority group to set the precedent killing. And I hear this talk, I'll just mow the gas parking lot. You know, those are rats. Kill those Palestinian rats. And I'm like, whoa, even if you want to side with Israel, some of you out there, okay? Because, you know, there's all these different angles. Israel's very diverse. You know, there's different groups over there as well. A lot of Israelis are against this. I get that Israel's under attack. People are always demonizing it. And so people tend to pick a side. Look. Getting outside of sides, we're dehumanizing ourselves by allowing the system to say that these Arabs aren't humans. And I'm ranting here, sir, but what's your take on what I've just said?
Well, on the last point, Alex, I had dinner with Miko Peled, the author of The General's Son, the general being a very prominent Israeli general from 1967 on. And he was telling me about a book his sister has just written about what Israeli children learn about Palestinians. And in their school books, there are no pictures of Palestinians. No pictures and no text that approximates the accurate story. And so by the time they get to be 18, they're ready to go into the IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces, without any notion that these other people are human too. That's what you need. You need people who don't look exactly like you do, and you need to betwar them. In other words, make them into the demons that you need to fight. Now, it's not going to last. And there is a little good news, Alex, that I'm happy to report to you, okay? The Washington Post today, first column, headline. I don't have it. Well, do I have it right here? No, I don't. Israeli attacks, family killing 12, civilian toll up. I don't know how they allowed this into the Washington Post, but there it is. So we're getting a little bit more news coverage. I want to follow that up by saying that Fox News, CBS News, some of the other main news bureaus are being let in from Egypt into Gaza. This is new. This was not allowed the last time, okay? Now, true, the Israelis are bombing the towers from which people can transmit emails and others, but still, people are going in. So my suggestion, Alex, is get your videographers together, get on the next plane to Cairo, get into Gaza, and broadcast directly from there, and tell the truth to the American people. You have a huge audience. Let them know what's really going to happen before even worse happens. And what I'm afraid of is an Israeli army invasion. As you know, they've called up 17,000 army troops, and they're poised on the border, and they're going to mow some more grass unless people like us speak up.
Well, that's the other issue. If these Palestinians are dogs, are rats, are grass, like the insiders say in these meetings, why not let us see it then? I mean, why is Israel bombing the TV stations and the civilian infrastructure? Because they don't want these images coming out. And if it is so beautiful, I mean, I tell all these good old boys that say, yeah, let's, you know, kill some Arabs while our troops over there breathing DU. I say, you ought to go over, because I've seen our army troops in the film footage that, you know, crying when they, you know, see little kids with their bottom half blown off begging for mommy. I mean, all these tough guys, why don't they go over and see some kids with their lower halves blown off begging for mama? Instead of just saying, you know, they're not human, kill them. I mean, it's disgusting to hear these tough guys getting off on this.
Well, Alex, you put your finger on another reality here, and that is that the top military brass in this country, with the possible exception of General Dempsey, for whom I have some respect, are just like the top military brass during Vietnam. Now, George Ball, who was Undersecretary of State at the time and was right in with all the policymaking that was going on, described the Joint Chiefs of Staff under John Kennedy as a sewer of deceit. Sewer of deceit, in quotes. Now, how about these demigods like Petraeus, like General Allen? What about them? Well, I don't really care about their sexual indiscretions, except what it means. I mean, Allen's a Marine, right? Semper fidelis, always faithful. Well, except for your wife, apparently. But what it means to me is these guys have a different orientation on life. They don't see the broken babies. They don't see the people killed. They're interested in seeing yet another star. Now, they all have 4 stars, but they can still get some spaghetti, some merit badges, or whatever it is that Petraeus sticks on his
arm. And they're running around with a bunch of tarts. I mean, this is what they do while people are dying. The troops are being ill-paid. Everything's falling apart on record. They're running around whoremongering. Boy, these are real men.
They are above the battle, so to speak, huh? Above the battle. So if they're above the battle, they can indulge in these kinds of things. You know, people say, well, Ray, don't be sanctimonious, for God's sake. And I'm not trying to be. And don't be vindictive. I'm not trying to be vindictive. I saw what happened to my friends in Vietnam, okay? You don't have to be vindictive to be just, okay? And when you watch what's going on, my God, you know, well, take Petraeus. We know that he was, well, we know that it took 2 oaths, right? 1 oath to his wife in marriage, 1 oath to the Constitution. Okay. Now, if he lies about progress in the war, if he knows full well, he's a bright guy, okay? He knows full well that he's lying when he says there's been progress, but it's tentative and it's reversible. He says that about 18 times and Congress all goes, oh. So he's lying about that. But he's being unfaithful to his wife. What does that mean? Well, there's a Bible verse. It says, it's out of Luke, I think, and it says, he that cannot be trusted in small things should not be given power over larger things. Now, there is some truth to that. And to the degree the American people have been brainwashed into thinking these guys are heroes, to the degree they can think, well, what's that faithfulness? Semper fidelis, always faithful. Well, these guys weren't faithful here. Do you think it might be possible that they're lying to us about the war? Wow! Well, they are lying to us about the war, and there's not one good reason why any person should die in Afghanistan from now on. All the troops should be out of there right away. We should stop killing them, and they'll stop killing us.
Unless they put al-Qaeda in everywhere. I said when they were taking over Libya starting 2 years ago, that I said within 2 years, I said, you watch, we'll be hearing we have to invade all of Africa because of al-Qaeda. It didn't even take 2 years. A year and a half after all this started, they are now, I can pull up the Washington Post headlines, you name it. You know, Hillary says al-Qaeda in Syria. Oh, my gosh, al-Qaeda flag in Libya. I mean, how dumb do they think we are that the same al-Qaeda they used in the 80s against the Russians, that they used in the 90s against the Serbs to get a war stirred up, are now being put in? Thousands of missiles are missing. I want to get your take on that, what you really think happened in Benghazi, and where all of this is going. And then now we're being told, oh, we've got to take your rights. TSA's got to be on the streets now because al-Qaeda got missiles in Libya. Yeah, because our criminal government helped them take over. I mean, you can see them creating the next group of wars. It is really very devilish.
Well, you're right. It's very interesting. There are many layers to the Benghazi thing. Let's start with my friend Hillary Clinton, who had her goons beat me up real bad there just 2 years ago while she was giving a speech. All I did was stand up silently and turn my back on her. So she's not my favorite person, but let's take what she said after Benghazi. She said, we freed those people. We helped them achieve independence from Gaddafi. How could they turn on us like this? You know, I don't understand it. Well, she's smart enough to understand it. When you bomb the hell out of a country, when you kick down doors in the middle of the night, when you do, we don't say regime overthrow anymore, we say regime change. When you do regime change, and it results in the despicable death of whether he's hated or loved dictator, you don't do what they did, what these French mostly did to Gaddafi. and to Saddam Hussein for that matter. You know, you don't do that if you're a civilized animal. Okay, so when all this happens, guess what? People are not going to like you. There are going to be all kinds of people that don't like you. And if you don't have a plan, worse still, if you don't know who these people are out in Benghazi, well, you know, what would you do? Well, you send the CIA in. Now, it's an open secret that that wasn't a consulate in Benghazi. That was a CIA station. Lots of CIA guys there. What were they doing? Well, they're trying to figure out who it was that is insurging there or militating or terrorizing things, okay? Number two, it's revealed by Petraeus' sweetheart that they were holding prisoners there. They were interrogating prisoners, not only Libyans, but other Africans. Now,
it's a torture base, a black site.
What's the big deal there? Well, the president issued an executive order as soon as he came into office saying the CIA shall no longer hold prisoners in black sites for interrogation or any other purpose. So, if what Paula Broadwell says, and which Fox News of all places confirms, there were prisoners in that annex, or whatever you want to call it, and that they were released to Libyan authorities as everyone else got out of Dodge, well, let's, you know, number one, how does she know that? Is that pillow talk? Number two, is it true that they were holding prisoners? And number three, is it also true, as she suggests, that that was the reason they attacked the consulate? Now, when Hillary Clinton, you know, can't fathom what's going on, and the Republicans hold this big hearing right before the election, Congressman Iser from California, and they've got a star witness, and he's a great big guy, you know, his name is Nordstrom, and he's a State Department regional security officer, and he asked for more protection, and he didn't get it, okay? So what? What does Nordstrom say? He punctures a big hole in that balloon, because he says, you know, on second thought, if we had 6 more feet of concrete around that, and if we had 6 or 7 or 10 more Marines, it still wouldn't have made any difference. They had what I've never seen in my 14 years in the diplomatic security service. I've never seen such an attack, well-equipped, well-planned. Well, guess what? That's what's going to happen. This is just the first of such attacks. When you do that to people like that, they get very angry, and it's very easy to get weapons. You asked about the surface to, or shoulder-fired surface-to-air missiles. Between 10,000 and 20,000 such missiles are free, roaming about, we don't know where, in Libya. That may be one reason why we had so many guys in Benghazi trying to figure out, hey, anybody see any shoulder-fired SAM missiles around here? Yeah. It's so ridiculous. You know, if you're going to do all these horrendous things, at least you should have some sort of plan and know something about the players. Hillary Clinton is a disaster, in my view. And the people who go along with her, the Secretary of Defense and the CIA guys, and John Brennan, who runs the kill list, they're all a bunch of war criminals.
Let me ask you this briefly. Where do you see all of this going and the al-Qaeda in Syria and all of it? Where is it all headed? I mean, they're clearly trying to destabilize the whole place and get a civil war going on between Shiites and Sunnis.
Well, in Syria, it's an incredible mess. I don't understand exactly what's happening there. I don't think anybody understands what's happening there or what's likely to happen. When Hillary Clinton says, well, we got to depose the head of Syria, again, without any plan, well, first off, I don't think other countries should go around saying the president of Syria has to leave. So, you know, there was the beginning of an Arab Spring there.
Do 5 more minutes with us if you can, and then we've got Bruce Fine coming up. 5 more minutes with Ray McGovern, and then Bruce Fine on the states' rights movement defeating this globalist takeover.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the life straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.